This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is varied. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with warm temperatures, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing mild conditions, while Haifa sees some clouds but remains dry. Eilut enjoys a sunny day, ideal for those visiting the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Yemeni forces have launched a counteroffensive against the Houthis after days of attacks and the loss of 17 soldiers. Fighting intensifies in Marib and Al-Hazm, according to Mariv. Also, armed Bedouin clans in Gaza are posing a complex challenge for diplomacy. A security source told Walla their actions against Hamas are both effective and strategic. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that recent dismissals at the Mossad are seen as attempts to avoid blame. Netanyahu, along with Roman Goffman, backed plans regarding Iran. Separately, JNS highlights the efforts of Growing Wings, a nonprofit aiding lone reservists. As IDF call-ups continue, they help soldiers rebuild civilian lives after extended service. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes the growing tension in Yemen as further escalation could impact regional stability. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, shared updates on the Yemen conflict, emphasizing its regional implications. Raylan Givens, a social media commentator, posted earlier today about a Florida man charged with a hate crime. It's linked to his anger over a video criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, revealed that Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz approved infrastructure projects in East Rafah. This decision was made quietly, aiming to establish a residential project for Palestinians. Now for more on those stories, starting with Yemen. The Times of Israel reports that the Yemeni army's counterattack follows a series of Houthi offensives that left 17 soldiers dead. Clashes in Marib and Al-Hazm have intensified tensions in the region. The ongoing conflict could potentially draw in neighboring powers, altering the balance of power in the Middle East. Turning to Gaza, Walla details how Bedouin clans are strategically countering Hamas, supported by Israeli plans. Their actions, deemed effective, could shift the dynamics in Gaza, complicating peace efforts. The situation remains a diplomatic tightrope for Israel. Meanwhile, the Mossad reshuffle. Israel Hayom highlights the dismissals as part of a broader narrative of accountability. Netanyahu and Goffman's involvement in Iran-related decisions is under scrutiny, impacting internal stability. This move might affect public perception and political alliances within Israel. On the home front, JNS describes how Growing Wings is assisting lone reservists. The nonprofit's efforts are crucial as repeated IDF call-ups extend into a third year. Their support is vital for these soldiers returning to civilian life, easing their transition. Turning to business and markets. First, Kotek reports that AI is reshaping marketing strategies, making them adaptable and dynamic. The shift requires continuous testing and adjustment, revolutionizing how companies approach consumer engagement. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Ireland's decision to remove an Israeli sensor system from a new government plane has left it unable to land in fog. This move highlights the complexity of integrating international technologies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses how many Israelis leave funds in non-interest-bearing accounts. The Bank of Israel's data shows a lack of financial awareness, underscoring the importance of better personal finance education. Gili. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.